always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Former President Donald Trump sat down with Elon Musk for an interview on X last night, and it got off to a bumpy start.
The live conversation between GOP presidential nominee Donald Trump and ex-owner Elon Musk started over a half hour later than planned due to what Musk called a massive cyber attack, a DDoS attack. Shortly after it got underway, Trump announced he'll return to Pennsylvania after last month's assassination attempt.
We're going to go back in October. We're all set up, and the people are fantastic in Butler. It's a great area. Great. These are incredible people.
The two also discussed the border and deportations. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Harris campaign called out Trump and Musk as, quote, self-obsessed rich guys will sell out the middle class. The White House is warning of a significant set of attacks inside Israel any day now. The BBC's Hugo Bechega is in Jerusalem.
There was a joint statement from the UK, the US, European countries urging Iran to stop its threats of an attack on Israel. So the real concern here that Iran is planning an attack on Israel to respond to the assassination that happened 2 weeks ago in Tehran of the Hamas political leader Ismail Haniyeh.
Minnesota's Ilhan Omar faces a primary challenge today by a former Minneapolis city councilman. Two other members of her progressive congressional group lost to challengers backed by pro-Israel groups. CBS's Nicole Killian.
Congresswoman Omar feeling relatively confident going into this race that she can win another term despite what happened to some of her other fellow squad colleagues earlier this summer.
Cori Bush and Jamal Bowman. The flames of a Nevada wildfire have now burned 650 acres and threatened 400 homes just west of Reno. Whitney Polk and her family are getting out.
So we've got everything packed up. We've got, you know, our valuables packed up. We have a plan. We know which hotel we're going to if we need to. We've got friends in the area.
State police have arrested the driver of a car that caught on fire and may have sparked the flames. Southern Californians have been hit with the second earthquake in a week. This one, a 4.4, centered south of Pasadena. Alessandro Signorini was at work at Caltech.
It felt almost like the whole room was buzzing. For a brief, intense period, and I dived under my desk and waited out to see if anything else was going to happen.
Google takes the wraps off new Pixel phones and AI technology today. Tech contributor Ian Scherer.
For Google, this is a real opportunity to show how it sees AI becoming a regular part of our lives, helping us to search through and edit photos, write text messages, and all sorts of other stuff.
S&P futures up 23. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Tax feedback was part of a Racine County board meeting last night. Supervisors and the community discussed the possibility of introducing a 0.5% sales tax, which could potentially raise $20 million a year for county services. Despite the potential benefits, some people at the meeting voiced concern about the additional expense during these challenging economic times. There will be more public discussions about the matter. Voting is going on today in Racine and Kenosha and across the state for the partisan primary election. Polling places will be open until 8 p.m. Don't forget to bring your ID. You can check your registration status, your polling location, and see your sample ballot at myvote.wi.gov. We'll have election coverage tonight starting at 8 on our sister station 540 WAUK and on the Civic Media app. In a move to enhance services, Kenosha County has split its Human Services Department into two distinct divisions. County Executive Samantha Kirkman has appointed Heather Vanoss as Director of Aging and Disability Services and Carrie Foss as Director of Behavioral Health. The reorganization is said to improve focus on specific community needs without impacting the county's spending. And the groundhog is dead. Sunday, police in Racine were called after a man was bit by a groundhog near State Street, and he attempted to hang on to it. As rescue teams waited to help that man bit, a bystander came along and got the groundhog into a suitcase, apparently in an attempt to get it tested. Yesterday, reports came in that the groundhog escaped captivity, ran off, and was hit by a car. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Crew lose to L.A. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers lost game one of their four-game series to the Dodgers last night, the final 5-2, game two tonight. Manager Pat Murphy said he thought his young Brewers team was a little intimidated facing the Dodgers, and future Hall of Famer now in his 17th season, Clayton Kershaw, on the mound.
If you want to be, you want to swim with the Sharks, you got to be willing to step up in these situations and put together, forget about who's on the mound, I mean, and forget about, you know, it's baseball. I just felt like we didn't have the right approach there mentally for the situation. But it is, they're young guys in front of their hometown crowd, and it's Kershaw.
NFL, one of the players who stood out in the Packers' win over the Browns was wide receiver Grant DuBose, who had 5 catches for 66 yards, leading the team in receptions.
Grant had a really good game the other day. Obviously, he made some pretty clutch catches, but his effort blocking was excellent as well.
As Packers offensive coordinator Adam Stenovich with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Potawatomi Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 80 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly clear, 65. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 80 with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Late tomorrow night through Thursday, I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
Hotel, I'm saying that kids stay for free. No problem if you have kids, bring them. They won't charge you a penny more. That wasn't the case when I was growing up. Apparently, kids were so expensive that when you pulled in to the hotel and you'd all start getting out, my dad would start kicking some of us back in. Get back in there. Get back in. Duck down. Did the front desk lady see you? Did the front desk lady? Did you make eye contact with the front desk lady? I'm not spending an extra $6 a kid. What did I say? Now we gotta wait for a shift change. Put your brother in that hockey bag. I'm gonna sneak him in that way. I got kicked out of my house all the time. As a kid, usually like around 7 in the morning when my dad would get home from work, he would just wake us up. And we'd go, what are we getting up for? And you go, I heard it's gonna be a nice day outside. Get outside. Dad, it's like 7. It's still dark out. I remember once walking to the door, turning to my dad, going, Dad, what are we supposed to do when we get outside? I'll never forget. He goes, dig a ditch. Okay. And you know what, though? We went outside and we played. And we played for 12, 13, 14 hours. Easy. But I gotta tell you something, I'm a little kid. I'm gone 12, 13, 14 hours. I don't remember anybody coming looking for me. I'm gone 14 hours, no Amber Alert goes off. I come home at night, all my dad says, you in for the night? Nope, just getting a flashlight.
on the Magical Mystery Tour. The Beatles. Hello, goodbye. You know, I've never seen that movie. Actually, it wasn't a movie. It was actually made, I think, a film made for British television, The Magical Mystery Tour. Never played in this country for some reason, but I think it's still available on DVD or something like that. You want to get a look at it. I don't know if they stream it. They don't stream everything. They do put everything on DVD, though, but they don't stream everything. You know, my headlight went out of my car. I'm getting it replaced today. Don't worry. But, you know, it's funny. I never noticed before all the cars driving on the road with one headlight out. Until your headlight goes out, all of a sudden, every single morning on the way in, there's at least one, if not two, cars missing a headlight. I never noticed it before. You know, I used to have a saying, when you buy a yellow car, you notice all the other yellow cars on the road. I think that's true. Sunny today, clear tonight, sunny tomorrow. Highs 80 today. Wow. Right now it's sunny at 66 degrees here at Radio Park. The Spiral Staircase at WRJN.
I don't remember what day it was. I didn't notice what time it was. All I know is that I fell in love with you. And if all my dreams come true,
news and timeless hits at WRJN. Here's a fun fact to kick off your Tuesday morning. The first ever cell phone call was placed on April 3rd, 1973, when one of the engineers at Motorola who built the phone walked onto the street and called a competitor at AT&T to brag and rub it in their face. All right. 6:15 with Simon and Garfunkel at WRJN.
A winter's day in a deep and dark December. I am alone, gazing from my window to the streets below on a freshly fallen silent shroud of snow. Yeah.
friendship causes pain. It's laughter and it's loving I disdain. I am a rock. Of love. Well, I've heard the word before. It's sleeping in my memory. I won't disturb the slumber of feelings that have died. If I never loved, I never would have cried. Feels no pain, and an island never cries.
Local news and now timeless hits. WRJN 99.9 FM and Racine 98.1 FM Kenosha, and everywhere the legendary historic frequency of 1400 AM. This woman gave birth in the lobby of a movie theater. This happened last Wednesday. The theater announced they're giving the kid free tickets for life. She has a healthy baby girl. Everything's fine. Everyone's doing great. It's a neat way to get free movie passes, isn't it?
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Take the first step towards a more independent life. Test drive a Golden or Pry Power chair or scooter and reclaim your freedom with Easy Mobility Solutions. Lightweight, durable, portable, affordable. Crafted for the utmost comfort and convenience. Visit Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted choice for power mobility solutions. An authorized Pride and Golden dealer backed by the Never Pay MSRP guarantee. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
Every Brewers regular season Friday home game at American Family Field, ticketed fans 21 and over who sit in the Miller Lite beer pin in the left field lounge bleachers will receive a free Brewers can holder courtesy of Miller Lite.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Hi, I'm Cindy Huber, WRJN's Midday Jock and giant Elvis fan. Listen all this week to win music from the King of Cool and Rock and Roll. We here at WRJN have scoured the very finest vintage record stores to bring you Elvis in CD and vinyl for you all this week when you hear Elvis from one of his iconic movies.
WRJN. Thank you very much, Cindy.
Well, you can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather, and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber, 9 till 2, and Kurt Volman, afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance. Jets, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep. I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride. But something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, "This'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die." Did you write the book of love, and do you have faith in God above? If the Bible tells you so, now do you believe in rock and roll? Can music save your mortal soul? And can you teach me how to dance real slow? The day that I die. Now for 10 years we've been on our own, and moss grows fat on a rolling stone, but that's not how it used to be. When the jester sang for the king and queen in a coat he borrowed from James Dean, and a voice that came from you and me. King was looking down, the jester stole his thorny crown, the courtroom was adjourned. That I die. Helped the skelter in the summer swelter. The birds flew off with a fallout shelter, 8 miles high and falling fast. It landed foul on the grass. The players tried for a forward pass with the jester on the sidelines.
Bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee by the levee.
were clenched in fists of rage. No angel born in hell could break that Satan's spell. And as the flames climbed high into the night to light the sacrificial rite, I saw Satan laughing with delight. The day the music died, he was singing bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry, and good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die, this'll be the day that I die. I met a girl who sang the blues, and I asked her for some happy news, but she just smiled and turned away. I went down to the sacred store where I'd heard the music years before, but the man there said the music wouldn't play. And in the streets the children screamed, the lovers cried and the poets dreamed, but not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken, and the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast the day the music died. And they were singing bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die, this'll be the day that I die. Singing bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die.
There you go, Don McLean. Bye-bye, Miss American Pie. You know, I went to the place where the music died. It's in Clear Lake, Iowa. My wife and I went to the Surf Ballroom where Buddy Holly, Richie Valens, the Big Bopper did their final concert. And it was in the winter. And it was called the Winter Concert. It was a caravan that went across the country. And they played in Clear Lake, Iowa, the Surf Ballrooms. It's still there, and they still have concerts there. You can go there. And it looks like you're stepping back in time because they didn't change the booths and everything from the day that Buddy Holly was there. They have a little store and a little museum, including the phone that Richie Valens made a phone call on to his girlfriend, Donna. And it's blocked up so you can't use it, but it's in clear, you know, plastic, whatever they put around it. And then you can go out to the address of 115th and Gull. That's the address. It's in a near a farmer's field. Then you walk about a quarter mile down the fence line in the farmer's field, and there you'll see three stainless steel records, one for Buddy Holly, one for the Big Bopper, and one for Richie Valens, and a million little trinkets people have left over the years. But that is the exact spot where the plane went down, the nose of the plane. You can buy the front cover of the Clear Lake, Iowa newspaper from the next day, and they show the plane crash. Unfortunately, they also show the bodies laying there in the field, but you can actually see it. And that's where the nose of the plane went down. And you can, you know, pay your respects right there. And that's the place where the music died. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN, 6:30 on the noggin. Time to head off to the WRJN Radio Park newsroom and see what's going on with Stuart J. Waddles this morning.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Tax feedback was part of a Racine County board meeting last night. Supervisors and the community discussed the possibility of introducing a 0.5% sales tax, which could potentially raise $20 million a year for county services. Despite the potential benefits, some people at the meeting voiced concern about the additional expense during these challenging economic times.
there will be more public discussions about the matter. Voting is going on today in Racine and Kenosha and across the state for the partisan primary election. Polling places will be open until 8 p.m. Don't forget to bring your ID. You can check your registration status, your polling location, and see your sample ballot at myvote.wi.gov. We'll have election coverage tonight starting at 8 on our sister station 540 WAUK and on the Civic Media app. In a move to enhance services, Kenosha County has split its Human Services Department into two distinct divisions. County Executive Samantha Kirkman has appointed Heather Vanoss as Director of Aging and Disability Services and Carrie Foss as Director of Behavioral Health. The reorganization is said to improve focus on specific community needs without impacting the county's spending. And the groundhog is dead. Sunday, police in Racine were called after a man was bit by a groundhog near State Street, and he attempted to hang on to it. As rescue teams waited to help that man bit, a bystander came along and got the groundhog into a suitcase, apparently in an attempt to get it tested. Yesterday, reports came in that the groundhog escaped captivity, ran off, and was hit by a car. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Imagine being able to detect pests on your crops simply by listening to them eat. This groundbreaking concept has become a reality with the introduction of the insect eavesdropper. And UW entomology professor Emily Bick is the co-founder, and she says that by harnessing the power of sound, this sensor offers farmers a new way to detect and monitor insect pests directly on their crops.
It's basically a guitar mic that we clipped onto a plant which had an insect feeding on it. We thought of the idea through a trip actually to a sugarcane plantation in Indonesia. I was working with all of these population models trying to predict when pests show up. And the farmers I was working with said, we don't care when the adults show up. We really want to know, are the larvae in the stock? In the state of Wisconsin, this is kind of like a stem borer in soybeans or European corn borer. And we thought we can actually use the plant stem as a way to amplify the sound and actually hear or eavesdrop on insects.
I'll have a look at your morning markets right after this.
Learn how to benefit your farm with Compeer Financial's Navigating Tech Investments Agri-Mindset webinar on August 21st at 1 o'clock. Sign up online at compeer.com/register for this powerful webinar to benefit your farm on August 21st at 1 o'clock. Go to compeer.com/register now to get the most out of your farm's tech investments on August 21st. Compeer Financial is a full credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2024, all rights reserved.
Beef producers, make plans now to attend the Stockmanship and Stewardship event in Lancaster on August 28th and 29th. This will be an action-packed agenda featuring topics from cattle health and well-being to pasture management and land stewardship, complemented by low-stress cattle handling demonstrations. From cow-calf to feedlot topics, it's covered and close to home. Go to www.stockmanshipandstewardship.org for more details and to register.
I'm Charity Seebecker for the Midwest Farm Report with a look at your morning markets. Cash corn is trading at $3.82 and a quarter, down a penny, and new crop corn is trading at $4.25, and that is down 1 1/4 cents. Cash beans are trading at $10.12, that's down 16 cents, and November beans are trading at $9.70 and a half. That is down 15 and a half cents. And wheat is trading at 532 and a half, and that is down 4 1/4 cents. September Class 3 milk contract is trading at 21.25 a hundredweight. That's up 12 cents. And October milk is trading at 21.62, up 5 cents. Barrel cheese closed yesterday at 209. That was up 8 and a half cents. 40-pound block cheese closed yesterday at $2. That was up 4 1/4 cents. And the double A butter closed at 314 yesterday, and that was also up 4 1/4. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 80 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly clear, 65. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 80 with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Late tomorrow night through Thursday, I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
And people say that flying is safer than driving, and they say the weirdest things on the plane. This plane is equipped with 5 emergency exits. I'm not including the big one that'll be created on impact. In the event of a water landing, your sea cushion can be used as a flotation device. Till the sharks come. And then it's a bobber. You know what they say you're supposed to do if you're being attacked by a shark? You're supposed to punch him in the face. And then when that doesn't work, you poke him in the eye with your stump. Punch a shark? What if he wasn't even going to attack you? What if he's just curious and he's swimming by and he goes, pah, 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 pah. Ow. Hey, what'd you do that for? I thought you were going to attack me. Yeah, well, I have to now. I was going to let you go, but the other sharks are watching. It doesn't look good now.
Timeless Hits with Marvin Gaye, Tammy Terrell. Ain't no mountain high enough at WRJN. All right, you know, what's not bad being a grandparent? I'll tell you why. Here are some stressful situations your grandparents never had to deal with. Taking a fake sick day, then getting tagged in a photo online. Not proofreading a text message, then realizing autocorrect changed the word to something inappropriate. And gossiping about someone in a group text, then finding out they're on the group text. Wasn't that bad being a grandparent back in those days, huh? Sometimes I think those were simpler times. But we didn't have to deal with the internet, right? Ah, CCR, Green River now at WRJN.
Knock it!
right, coming up in the next hour, Beth Heidorn, Executive Director of the Racine Zoo, is going to be here. You should hear some of the fun events coming up at the zoo.
Wow, thing. You make my heart sing. You make everything groovy. Wow, thing. Wow, thing. I think I love you, but I wanna know for sure. So come on, hold me tight.
Thing. 6:45 at WRJN, local news, timeless hits. I don't want you to wake up grumpy this morning, all right? Let's put a smile on your face. These are the things that can do it. Hearing some good news this morning, seeing someone else smile, hanging out with friends or family you haven't seen in a while, making someone else smile can make you feel good. A good joke, compliments from strangers, listening to music, preferably here. Here's something said on the list. Finding a $10 bill in your pocket you forgot about. Put a smile on my face, I'll tell you that.
Get ready for the winning team of selection, service, convenience, and savings at Studebaker's Fuel and Food in Racine. During this sweltering summer, cool down with an ice-cold deal. 10-pound bags of ice for just 99 cents. Keep your refreshing beverages cool while you're out and about. Whether you step into the store or slide through the convenient drive-thru, Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Fast meets fantastic at Studebaker's Fuel and Food, located at 31 and Spring in Racine.
Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches. Ferraro's in Racine satisfies every lunch and dinner craving. August brings the ultimate fusion with the cheeseburger pizza. Juicy beef, melted cheese, and red onions in a signature sauce. Topped with pickles and a special dressing. Also, check out Ferraro's assortment of frozen pizzas. Ideal for a quick meal, special occasion, or as a delicious solution for your group's next fundraiser. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Always remember that you have choices. Hospice Alliance can provide your loved one care in their home or the home of a family member in a senior community or skilled nursing home. Hospice Alliance also provides care in their Pleasant Prairie Hospice House. When seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back to education, services, and grief support. To learn more, visit hospicealliance.org. Hospicealliance.org.
Your home for local news for 97 years. Now, Timeless Hits 2 and all of your favorite sports. Now that the Packers are back, we've got every game covered right through the playoffs. Follow the Brewers in their push to the postseason. We carry Badgers and local high school sports, too. And when it comes to recaps and reviews, Mike Clemens reports on all the games hourly, every weekday. Brought to you by Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. Local news, Timeless Hits, and all the big league sports on WRJN.
Finding the special health care resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special health care needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions, get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. For decades, it's been a family secret. And if you weren't a blood relative, well, you never got a taste. Until now. Barbecue season is here. Get the rich, original Grandpa's Barbecue. It's a classic. Reliable. Just like Grandpa. Apparently, some family secrets are meant to be shared. Buy yours online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Every time we stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street singing songs and carrying signs. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop.
Buffalo Springfield, what is worth? 651 at WRJN Radio. There's a clothing brand out there selling contactless fashion. Now, that's virtual clothes they would just Photoshop onto you. A lot of their clothes cost between $30 and $99, but they've been getting a lot of attention for their new $700 virtual shirt. Again, you don't get the clothing, just a picture of the clothes on you for $700. Bucks, can you believe it?
Baby, 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 don't leave me. Ooh, please don't leave me all by myself. I've got this burning, burning, yearning feeling inside me. Ooh, deep inside me. And it hurts so bad.
we're talking the zoo. All the fun events coming up at the zoo with Beth Heidorn, Executive Director of the Racine Zoo. That's coming up in a moment. It's 6:54 now with Free Dog Night, Black and White at WRJN.
The ink is black, the page is white. Together we learn to read and write. A child is black, a child is white. The whole world looks upon a sight, a beautiful sight. And now a child can understand that this is the law of all the land, all the land. The world is black, the world is white. It turns by day, then by night. A child is black, a child is white. Together they grow.
Trouble getting out of bed to do your morning workout today? I hear you. I hear some ways to guarantee that you can get out of bed to do that morning workout. You ready? Get enough sleep each night. Lay out your work gear the night before. And find a workout buddy. Nah, I don't think it's going to work. I think I need more than that. All right, 6:58, local news, timeless hits with the Rivieras and California Sun here at WRJN.
I'm going out of west where I belong, where the days are short and the nights are long.
frisky in old Frisco. A pretty little chick wherever you go.
Love it, the Riviera.